we present My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Hello yet again from our regular pitch at the Commonwealth Institute in London. My Music is a not-too-serious contest in musical knowledge, the contestants being, as usual, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden, competing against John Amis and Frank Muir. The first round this week might be called Lords and Ladies. Ian Wallace, which lord was responsible for this?
I was lying on my pillow, I was thinking of what is life without love. I was lying on my pillow, I was thinking of what is life without love. Love ruined woman, and it killed many men, but I know you need it every now and then. Adam and Eve, who brought it to man, for it's the best thing in creation plan. What it is?
Love, love, love
in yes, the morning, love a chocolate.
Making a good start to the programme. Lord who, Ian?
I'm getting a message in from...
Make a start on
it. The message actually from Dennis is it's either the right answer or it's a criticism of me, because he's just written the word beginner.
He's so, right.
Lord Beginner.
Lord Beginner, yes. His real name, Egbert Moore, from Trinidad. Lord Beginner, and it's a mark to you.
He's lovely, I think.
Yes, lovely, lovely record, isn't it? Dennis Norden, from Lords to Ladies. Who's the lady?
A fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance. My friend, this is. We should be like a couple of hot tomatoes. But you're as cold as yesterday's mess.
Well, if she's who I think she is, would I be right? Actually, I don't know this thing musically, but as a singer, isn't she always just a little bit behind the beat?
Mm, yes. Tended to be. And it was very much the thing in those days anyway, but yes, she did tend to be.
Well, her real name was Eileen Gough. Yes, it was, and she was Billie Holiday.
Yes, Billie Holiday. When I said who's the lady,
well, she was known as Lady Day.
Lady Day, yes, that's right. Singing a fine romance. Mark to you, John Amis. Which lord was responsible for this?
His name was Berners, Lord Berners, Gerald Tibbet. And he came to his lordship by a very curious route. Most of the previous people who would have been lord were all killed in one car accident. And really? So he suddenly found himself belorded and with a large estate and a fair amount of money.
And real talent, too.
Yes, and real talent. He was not only a composer, he was a painter. And he wrote several very nice small sure. novels, The Camel, several others.
Nice he, name.
What?
I think a very good name for the chairman of the Gas Council.
Lord Berners, yeah.
He was rather a very eccentric man. He liked to play practical jokes. Mm. And he also had, as a lot of people who do have money, rather curious ideas on economy. If he bought himself a rather valuable picture, he would go home and tell the butler to bring him water and milk in bed.
Very balletic music, wasn't it? It was from The Triumph of Neptune, written for a Diaghilev ballet in 1926, Lord Berners. Frank, who was the lady involved in this?
Thank you.
penny for your thoughts.
It's telly, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a theme from a television series. It's the puppet.
That's right. You're working your way towards it.
Thunderbolt or Thunderbird.
Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds, yes. I said a penny for your thoughts, so the lady would be...
Penny.
Oh, Lady Penelope.
Thank you, yes. Lady Penelope from the television series Thunderbirds. Everybody's got a mark in that round. Well, let's press on. Certain lucky people in the pop music industry have won gold discs, haven't they? Representing 1 million record sales. Or so their record companies would have us believe. Ian Wallace, who won a gold disc with Diane?
Oh,
D-I-A-N-E.
I'm rather hoping that Dennis is writing something down here. He's so confident of my knowing this that he just was...
Nice tune.
So under the word beginner, we now have the word The Bachelors.
Yeah, yes, it was. Yes, those broth of lads, the Bachelors in 1964 with Diane. Somebody may think perhaps Mantovani. He didn't make the million with that tune, though, of course, he did with Charmaine and with others. Well, your side gets the mark, all right. Dennis, whose million seller was Diana with an A?
Oh, that was in the 50s, wasn't it?
Some yes, 1957.
Paul Anka.
Yes. Do you know, just for interest, how old he was when he wrote that song?
Well, he was very young, yes. Because he always looks terribly young. I don't know how old he was.
He was 14 when he wrote that song.
Mm.
Mark
sick.
To you. John Amos, the first classical LP to sell a million was somebody's version of that piano concerto by Tchaikovsky. Kondrashin conducted the orchestra. Who was the soloist? 1958.
Was it a gentleman who won a competition in Moscow?
How neatly he starts asking me the question. Who do you think it was, John?
Well, if it was him, then it was Van Cliburn.
Yes, it was. Van Cliburn was the soloist in da-da-da-dom. And you got on. Frank, who won a gold disc riding side saddle?
This was, I think, was Russ Conway.
That's right, Russ Conway in 1959. Yes, mark to you. From time to time, composers borrow quite freely from birds, as these examples show. Perfectly lovely record, I think, Ian, for you. In fact, one of my favourite records of all. But the question is, who did the borrowing from a bird here? That we had time for more.
Indeed. I think this is Victoria de Los Angeles. Not
yes.
That you asked that.
No, but it is.
I think in passing one should say that.
Yes.
This is is it called The Maiden and the Nightingale?
The Lover and the Nightingale.
The Lover and the Nightingale.
Translation, anyway, from the Spanish.
And it's by Granados.
Granados.
Or
yes.
Granados. Granados. Sorry,
week we stressed the A from his opera Goyescas. And it was, as you say, sung by Victoria de los Angeles. Yes, two marks for you. Dennis, this would-be bird song was a great hit many years ago.
If I were a blackbird, I'd whistle and the sing. I'd follow the ship that my true love sails in.
Now, that was not Victoria de Los Angeles.
No.
It was played at the wrong speed.
It was Ronnie Ronald.
Yes, I'm not going to ask you who the singer was, because, of course, you know. I want to know, who sang the original hit version of that? There's a name to cudgel out of the past.
No,
Irish lady?
I don't cudgel it at all. I only know one other person who sang that on a record. For some reason, I had a record of Gloria De Haven singing it.
Really?
Yeah, but
yes.
I can't. I don't know.
You said a very large lady, did you?
Yes, actually, I didn't say so, but she was rather large. Do you remember her name?
Yeah.
Let's ask the audience. Who was she? Delia Murphy was the name.
Oh,
yes. That's right.
Well, yes.
It's a nice story told. I think it's about... I don't think it was Clara Butt, but her generation, a very, very large lady who used to always to come out to do an encore, and she was, you know, in the sort of 18 stone class, and her great encore was a song called I Wish I Were a Tiny Bird.
Well, Dennis, you got Ronnie Ronald anyway. John, who put this bird on score paper? So on. You do a better cuckoo than E. Power Biggs. Whose composition, do you know?
Is that Dakar?
No, it's not that. Not Le Cuckoo. This is something with a very classical title.
Who else wrote a nightingale?
Well, and a cuckoo.
Is it what?
And a cuckoo.
Yes, a cuckoo, yes. It's not one of those organ concertos of Handel, is it?
You don't think it is? It is, yes. That's
it
right.
Is.
Yes, it is. All right. The Organ Concerto number 13 in F major, The Cuckoo and the Nightingale, it's called. Your second choice, I think one mark out of two would do there. Frank. Well, why not? Frank, which bird song is this, please?
Song. If pigs had wings.
Oh, you've got the performers too. Yes.
They'd be woodpeckers. That's Woodies. Right.
Not every day you hear two pigs singing about a woodpecker, is it? Yeah. Just looking at the roughly half time score, we have so far a tie.
I wouldn't like to let this moment pass, Steve. I think there should be always cross-fertilisation between radio programmes. I was listening to a wildlife programme the other day which gave the fascinating information that woodpeckers only make that noise on trees that there's something wrong with. And they said if only woodcutters and farmers and people who own land would go round and observe which trees the woodpeckers are pecking at, because they only get that sort of resonance out of trees where something's gone in the middle.
Actually, on bad trees, they go... and on good trees, they go... Ornithological point. We move on now to something highly dramatic, indeed very much a favourite.
Io la lingua e io il cuneare uomo solio terride sei quel che spegne.
Yes, Verdi's Rigoletto, sung there by Fischer Dieskau. Ian Wallace, you know that opera well. So I wonder if you can give me your answer, please, in song. Just the line. What greeting follows this?
Come lo dico letto la 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 la. No. Oh, buongiorno, Rigoletto.
Yes, that's it. I was delighted to know. I have two bits of music down here, you see. That's your part. Your part is... But the bit the audience hears is... which is the top part. The singer on the disc, by the way, was Leonard Warren. Dennis, the quartet from Rigoletto is sung by four people. Listen and then tell me how many people are singing at this point. In the quartet.
Yes.
Johnny Steed there obviously was a cock-up somewhere because the Danfalls were singing different tunes. I don't know. It was very kind of you to tell me that at the beginning the quartet meant four people singing. And I take it that either it was done by a sort of skeleton quartet, the sort of night shift or something, or they'd been multi-tracked, or it was... is there any reason to believe that there...
I think there are three of them.
There are, but my expert says that there were three.
Well, there were four.
Right.
It was a quartet. One mark because you were close. John, here is Joan Sutherland. She was in that last, she's in this again, singing about a very dear name. Now, John, that dear, unforgettable name, can you remember it?
Yes, it's the gentleman who is invited in another song to lead me to the altar.
Yes, actually. Go on.
Walter.
Yes, and his other name?
Gualtiero.
Gualtiero. His other name?
Gualtiero.
Well, no, his other name, Gualtiero, begins with an M.
Malipensa.
Malday. And what is his profession for your second mark?
Well, he's actually the Duke.
Well, that's
he's not
a profession.
He's pretending to be a student.
A poor student, yes. All students are poor in opera.
Yes,
not
that's
they.
Right.
Another moment, Frank, from Act One.
Oh, good.
Rigoletto is singing, I beg you to guard this pure and bright. Let no speck assail its whiteness till you return it pure and spotless back to me. What is happening at that point?
Lending his evening dress shirt.
Something rather more precious, actually. Even more precious than that. Well,
poetically, you talk like that about stuff like honour.
He's doing well, isn't he, John? Yes. I think I'll cut it short, shall I, and say you've got your marks there, yes?
Yes, do, yes.
Rigoletto is singing to Giovanna about his beloved daughter.
Ah.
Unfortunately, but we won't go into that. We move on instead to the next...
Very exciting plot you've got there. Yes.
The final round and a request spot. Most of the requests we get... Well... Let's put it this way. Those people who do like to hear the contestants sing like them to sing specific favourites. Dennis, a lady listener tells me that she will always regret that your paths never crossed when you were in the RAF and she was a WAF. She cherishes the dream, she says, of languishing in your arms at a dance while you croon in her ear, who's taking you home tonight? It's a bit late, but will you give her a treat, please?
Where were you when I needed you? Well, who's taking it? Well, in the RAF, it'd be about 19... If you imagine, madam, whoever you are, around about 1941, at RAF Padgate, is where we all ended up or started some time or another. It's a Saturday night dance, and you'd sing... Who's taking you home tonight?
after the dance is through.
Who? Listen, I'm on perimeter guard at 2359. So if we could slip out and go round the back of the cookhouse for a bit, I'll let you have my sweet ration. And who's taking you home tonight? Darling, it's plain to see. I'm pleading, please let it. I bet you'd do it if I was a Polish flight sergeant.
She will be pleased. John, this is a multiple request, indeed an almost popular demand, for you to sing again a lovely American folk song, I Wonder As I Wonder. Before you do, I had to explain to one incensed listener that the line, like you and like I, which you sang, was not an attempt on your part to corrupt the English language, but a genuine line in a genuine folk song. Many, many requests for this, and I'm sure you'll oblige. I Wonder As I Wonder.
I wonder as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus our Saviour did come for to die for poor ordinary people like you and like I. I wonder as I wander out under the sky, if Jesus had wanted for any wee thing, a star in the sky or a bird on the wing, or all of God's angels in heaven to sing, he surely could have had it, 'cause he was the king. I wonder as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus our Saviour did come for to die for poor ordinary people like you and like I. I wonder as I wander out under the sky.
That is a lovely song. It's American, I think, isn't it, in origin?
Yes, I think, yes. From the Appalachian Mountains.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful song. Well, now, on, Frank. In the 30s, there was a famous Amy. Can you sing about her?
Amy, 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 my girl, oh, what are you waiting for now?
I didn't mean that one at all.
It wasn't Amy.
It was A.B., wasn't it?
A.B., my boy.
A.B.
A.B.
Well-known naval rating. Amy Johnson.
Ah, yes. Do you remember?
Yes.
Amy. Wonderful, yeah. Amy.
No, remember? I'm an airman. I'm an airman. Fly, 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 fly. Away up in the sky. Ever so high. Sparrows cannot catch me, no matter how they try. I'm an airman. I'm an airman. And I fly, 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 fly.
Dennis, can you help me out with a real one? Do you remember Amy, me, wonderful Amy?
Can you blame me
for loving you?
You won
Since we won the praise
of every nation. You have filled my heart with
admiration.
Either admiration or aggravation.
I was thinking it ought to be aviation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the marks are Frank all the same. Ian.
Don't want them.
Ian, when people ask me to ask you to sing the Mikado's song, I always think it's partly because they want to join in the chorus. It's a very join-inable song. So would you sing one chorus and we'll all join in with another?
Right. I'll give you a little...
My object all sublime, I shall achieve in time to let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime, and make each prisoner pent, unwillingly represent a source of innocent merriment, of innocent merriment. My omnibus of time, I shall achieve in time to let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime, and make each prisoner pent, unwillingly represent a source of innocent merriment, of innocent merriment.
And that's the end of our innocent merriment. We hope you'll join us for our next instalment of Masses and Fugues and Ops by Bach, interwoven with Spohr and Beethoven at Classical Monday Pops. Meanwhile, this week's extravagant match has resulted in a victory. John Amis and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race and the programme was produced by Tony Schreier.